You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Matan Torah, when Ribono Shel Olam spoke and gave the Ten Commandments, the whole Olam was silent. Even the birds, they did not make any jik-jik, or the cow did not make any noise. So now the question, obviously you have, what's the question, yeah?
Why are they so quiet?
What happened all of a sudden? The whole world became silent. Silent. So what happened all of a sudden?
Beautiful.
As a matter of fact, there was a story about a gentleman in a phone booth. You know, the good old days they had these phone booths. So now, somebody was outside and waiting 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. And not only that, he doesn't say a word. Just holding the receiver and doesn't say a word. He knocks on the... He said, what are you doing? Who are you talking to? He said, I'm talking to my wife. You understood the message?
Yes,
you thought
the better.
So now... So what happened that the whole Olam became silent? What do we learn from here? Why Hashem Yitbarach made such a miracle? What was the reason? Why are you still thinking about this story? Right, but why all of a sudden at the time of the Matan Torah, then the whole land became quiet? Why?
The Torah was so high, everybody went silent.
Quiet before the storm.
I'm sorry, quiet after what?
Before the storm.
Before the storm? So now, one thing we can learn that... We see here that the creation actually recognizes the Torah. You follow? Understand?
Creation recognizes the Torah.
Right. So we see here that Ribono Shel Olam, the way he created the world, they bend to Torah. You understand? They recognize when they hear Torah, so then they become speechless. You follow? So now here, we see when the Ribono Shel Olam spoke, so that means, that's it. No, we're not permitted to show any reaction, to make noise. But, you know, the bird, his nature is, you know, to keep making noise, to sing. But all of a sudden, you came quiet. So right here, the message is very powerful. And that is that anytime that we see there's a reaction, there's Harjo March, there's a revolution, and there's too much noise. So that means there's a lack of real Torah. Because if there was Torah that is real, that is for the sake of Hashem, is the Lishma, so then the creation would not become upside down. You understand?
Excitement.
Right, but if it's destructive, so that means we don't have the Torah that is protective. You follow? No, but here the whole concept here is the whole olam then was powerless, speechless. They could not, they didn't have the right to make noise. But here we learn that when this Torah, so the world is in peace, it's quiet. But there is no Torah, so then you see Harjo March.
Yeah, because before we get the Torah, the earth was shaking at all the time. So once we receive the Torah, it stopped shaking.
Well, they were worried if we accept the Torah or not. Right, that's true. But here, the message that Rotan Usha is teaching us at the time that Ibn Shalom spoke, so then that's it. Quiet. So that means that's the power of the Torah. That's the power of the Torah. This interesting point that we see Esav, when he realized that Yaakov Avinu Shalom received the Berachot, what did he say? What was his plan? Very nice. But why he wanted to wait till then? If he wanted to harm Yaakov Avinu Shalom, he could do it right away. No. But he said, I'm going to wait when my father passes away, and then I'm going to take care of him. So why? No, he had no respect for his father. He was just pretending. But he could do anything at any time with all the terrible things that he was doing even. So that explained a very interesting thing. That he was saying, if Yitzhak Avinu leaves this olam, so now Yaakov Avinu Alam Shalom has to go through mourning. And that's for anyone, Chas V'Shalom, a mourner cannot learn Torah. You follow? So at that time that he's not learning Torah, I can take care of him. But now that he's learning Torah, so I'm not going to send the story about David Melech of Shalom, the angel of the death, the Melech HaMayah, was not able to do anything to him. So then whatever trick he came up with, so then for a minute second, so then, he took his neshama. So that's what the point here is. When you have real Torah, so then you're safe. Nothing can, make noise against you. You're protected. But if you be lax in learning Torah, so then, God forbid, you put yourself in a very, very risky and delicate situation. So now here, see the whole olam. Now we're going through the second process now. But you see, the whole olam is again is shaky. So we need lots of real Torah to bring the security back. That's what we have to do. Every minute that you add to your learning Torah to bring protection. Amen. Yeah. So that's what we need, without a shame, to work on. Hashem Yizakenu, Baruch Baruchu, Yisrichu Vizor Ra'od V'Rashot, V'Kol Am Yisrael, Mitzkev Yeshuot, V'Sorot Tovot, V'Zad Hashem Anachat.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.